Producers, importers, and marketers of non-degradable plastic wrappings in Cameroon have until March next year to halt their distribution or face government sanctions. A decision announced in early August by the Ministry of the Environment states that beyond the end date, violators will risk between 2 and 10 years imprisonment and fines of up to $20,000. The clampdown was prompted by a study issued last year indicating that some 600,000 tons of plastic waste are generated across Cameroon every year. The report further adds that over half of all plastic bag users dump them anywhere. Urban and rural landscapes are littered with the discarded tattered plastic bags flapping from roof and treetops, tucked underneath shrubs, littering streets and open fields, and clogging drainage systems. Experts say the growing number of plastic bags is a huge menace to humans and animals, as well as to the environment. William Lemnyoy is an official in charge of waste control in the Ministry of the Environment.
When they remain in the environment, it blocks gutters, creating flooding. And when you plant crops, crops cannot grow because the plastic is preventing the crop from getting water from the soil. When consumed by cows, sheep, and so on, it goes and blocks their bowel.
The disposable bags are made from polyethylene, a petroleum byproduct with long repeating chains of hydrogen and carbon molecules known as polymers, which can be heated, shaped, and cooled to obtain plastic bags. The bags are relatively cheap to produce and easily affordable and can easily be tossed away. But plastics can take 1,000 years to decompose, and even so, they only break down into smaller toxic particles that contaminate water, soils, and people. The United Nations Environment Program estimates that up to 5 trillion plastic bags are manufactured worldwide annually. Of that number, only 1% is recycled.
When you put hot food in the plastic, you yourself start seeing the plastic melting. Some fluids from the plastics are going into your food. Feeding bottles that are plastics are not good for children because they use chemicals in it like biphenols.
Lemnyoy says they can also cause cancer and birth defects. Meanwhile, plastic bags have been quickly adopted for shopping and packaging. Today, the bags, referred to ironically as African flowers, have become a modern scourge. Several countries, beginning with South Africa in 2003, prohibit their use. In Cameroon, the plant ban has sparked some grumbling. At the main market in Douala, vendors package every purchased item in non-degradable plastic bags. This woman tells me until alternatives are proposed, plastic bags will endure. The government has announced plans to begin producing non-degradable plastics beginning next year. It also intends to support private initiatives to recycle the bags, though the details are still being worked out. In the meantime, environmentalists say a shift in thinking is crucial if the bags are to be eliminated. Serge Kadzempumfe works at the Regional Delegation for the Environment in Douala. He suggests a return to simpler times when the leaves of plantains and other plants were used in food packaging.
We expect that the population will begin to have a different kind of mentality. If people cooperate with us, we will actually have a way forward in a very short span of time. Of course, there are alternative materials. If we cannot have access to leaves, but we have other materials, cartons, we have biodegradable materials that we can begin to go in for.
In the meantime, civil society organizations are joining government efforts to help recycle waste into usable productions, including woven fashion accessories, roof insulation, drums, and children's soccer balls. One effort is a year-long private sector initiative launched in Douala in mid-August. It recruits eco-friendly young people to scavenge the city's growing garbage heaps for plastic waste that will be used in producing 10,000 liter bins. The government hopes the example will be followed by others in the lead-up to the March 2014 ban. For VOA News, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.